My name is Deborah. I am from Congo, DRC. I am studying here in Ireland. And and that's it.
What does Pegida mean to you?
Oh, geez. Well, first of all, it's a big
nothing
thing. I can't understand why people would be so inhuman toward another person, you know, because the same thing that can happen to me can happen to you.
My name's Siobhan DeBarry.
And are you Irish-born, Siobhan?
No, I'm from Trinidad and Tobago. I recently came back from Lesbos in Greece, and I was there for a month, and it was really important for me to meet the people who are coming, the people who are refugees, and really to see that they are, at the end of the day, just normal people. And I think if people can stop seeing other people as just a religion, as just a race or a color or a nationality, and just people who have the same struggles and triumphs as everyone else, I think that's what's going to change the discourse. The way that they are portrayed in the media as well, not as, you know, exotic people with some sort of strange religion, but everyday people with everyday things to worry about.
I'm Barbara Flood. There was a busload of us came up from Cork, and we were actually at the meeting last week in Cork where Pegida tried to set up in Cork. There was only three of us at that meeting. We asked the hotel manager would she cancel it, and she couldn't at that late stage because they'd already paid for the room or whatever.
What does Pegida represent to you?
Fascism. Yeah, Nazi, neo-Nazi kind of agenda, you know? Patriotic, something of anti-Islamic. I mean, what it even stands for. It's just nasty.
Joseph Lochnan is my name. I'm from Galway. I'm of a mixed Irish-Pakistani background. And I'm involved in the Galway Anti-Racism Network. And why we're here today is because we're aware of the fact that there's a rising Islamophobia across Europe at the moment, especially in relation to the refugee crisis. And there has been no signs of that yet in Ireland. And this calling of this gathering today by Pegida Ireland and Identity Ireland and Tommy Robinson is a direct attempt by racists to stir up racial and religious hatred in this country. And let it not be mistaken that a lot of this Islamophobia is just colour racism as well. It is just turning on people from Africa and Asia and of other different black and minority ethnic backgrounds.
What are they seeing in Ireland that's bringing them here?
I think what they're seeing here is that they know that there's divisions at the moment in the country over economic issues. They know working class people in Ireland have been abandoned by all the political parties, and that there is a political space, a vacuum for them to occupy. And that's why what they've done in other countries, in the likes of Germany and France and the UK, is they've taken advantage of white working class people and tried to convert them into their own views. And that's what they think they can do here.
Hello, I'm Maurice Hegarty. And I'm here today because there's absolutely no way that I want to see a fascist organisation like Pegida get any kind of structure in place in Ireland. Pegida has a very plausible face, and if you look at things that they're posting on the internet, you know, they're all these kind of measured middle class utterances about freedom of speech. But when you go into their websites and look at what they're actually saying about Muslims and about foreigners, then you know that, you know, I mean, it sounds simplistic, but these are bad people. They have no good intentions, and they feed hatred, and that feeds into violence, and people suffer.
My name is Stacia Blake, and I think the danger, the biggest danger, is that a lot of people think that these Nazis are, you know, stupid, and that they are not. If you think they're stupid, then you're underestimating them. Some of them are highly intelligent people, and they know how to get other people to join them. So, but they're not the ones who are going to be on the street. They're the poor, misguided people who, maybe for lots of reasons, join them. But a lot of people, they feel disenfranchised and they want to belong to something, and these people are saying, you know, come and join us, belong to us, we're all brothers. And I mean, they said, you know, come along, it's going to be peaceful, bring your children, blah blah. It's very familiar, isn't that what the Nazis did?
John Hayes. I was always raised to be, you know, I was told racism was wrong. And when you grow up and you're younger and you're, you know, you're more innocent and you're more naive, you think, as I get older, things will be better. But the frightening thing was, like, I'm 36 years of age now, and there's more. I see more racism around me now. Or maybe it was always there, but it's more present now than when I was younger. And I think with all of these humanitarian crises that have, but you know, with the Syrian crisis and stuff, these bigots are using these crises to propagate their racism.